1500 till south of runway 27. Cessna pilot, you're doing a great job. Put her down, pink dot, runway 18 right, clear to land.
Welcome into another AirVenture AudioCast from AvWeb for this Sunday, July 29th. Brought to you by Oregon Aero and the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Monticello, Iowa may not be the biggest name in aviation circles, but aviation plays a vital role in the day-to-day lives of almost everyone in and around the bustling farming community. AvWeb's Russ Niles spoke with farmer, student pilot, and aviation advocate Max Dirks about what he sees as the biggest threat to aviation down on the farm and why he's busy bending his congressman's ear on a range of topics.
How are things looking on the user fee front from Monticello, Iowa, Max?
We're concerned about the user fee because of agriculture in our Midwest. We use it a lot for crop dusting. We have companies that are owned outside of our area that come in to check out their plants every week. And this last couple weeks, we've been doing a lot of crop spraying with fungicide for the corn. So we use a lot of turboprop ag sprayers that would use this fuel, and to be taken off and landing every 45 minutes would cost a lot of user fees and would not be practical.
Okay, from your own point of view as a pilot, what do you think the airlines are trying to get out of this?
Probably less fuel tax, making the flying community think that they're going to get a better deal. Maybe general aviation is penalizing commercial aviation, which together we should be in this thing all together, promoting aviation instead of saying who's going to get the best deal, because all of us in aviation, whether it be agriculture or private pilot or the airlines, we need to all work together to promote aviation and the benefit of everything for the all United States.
Okay, as the farmer that crops the land at the airport, you're at the airport a fair bit. You can see what's going on. How busy is it?
Well, we've had 9 planes here with these crop dusters the last 2 weeks. We had to shut them down a couple weeks ago because we had a community aviation event, a flight breakfast. We had 100 small planes fly in. Some of the turbo guys came in with their corporate planes to be with us and support their community, people that work in rural Iowa that are in their factories, and we have a lot of landing takeoffs there. It's halfway between Cedar Rapids and Dubuque, so we're quite an active agriculture area and an active aviation area.
What do you think user fees would do to the activity at your airport?
We wouldn't have any activity because they would penalize everybody that would fly in, and it would hurt our airport and the area around it. Both the airport community plus the businesses in the rural area that depend on these people coming in.
More of our conversation with the flying farmer, Max Dirks, in just a moment. Today's coverage from Oshkosh is presented by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Voted number one for the 6th consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2006 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at Bose.com/headset. Oregon Aero now offers the complete solution to painful, noisy aviation headsets with new headset upgrade kits. Oregon Aero headset upgrade kits eliminate pain and pressure, improve intelligibility, and keep the head and ears cool and dry. Visit OregonAero.com to select a headset upgrade kit today.
Well, if it's going to hurt Iowa, then it's going to hurt the rest of the country too, don't you think?
That's right. We're in the heart of the Midwest, and the Midwest people are the ones that use general aviation quite a bit to, with their business, both in farming, agriculture, and we also use it as a recreation thing, but we use it mainly to promote aviation, so they can go from general aviation on to fly the airlines for the companies. You know, we have University of Dubuque has a good student program. They land there with their airplanes and do touch and goes and get their training, so it affects the whole area, plus all the rural area, plus the whole United States it would affect because of the user fee. It's kind of a non-practical situation for funding.
Okay, what are you doing to fight user fees, and what are your friends back in Iowa doing to do that?
Well, we're contacting our legislatures and our senators and being active in there, and our aviation groups are getting together and trying to find out who we can contact and make sure that our people that represent us in Washington, D.C. are aware of what the negative effect will be on our user fee situation.
Flying farmer and aviation advocate Max Dirks. We hope you're enjoying our audio coverage of EAA Air Venture 2007 at Oshkosh, brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10 and Oregon Aero. Listen for a special wrap-up audio cast next week, and of course, as always, for breaking aviation news, always log on to www.avweb.com. Comments on our audio coverage from Oshkosh are welcome. Audio news at avweb.com. For the Avweb Audio News Team, I'm Mike Blakeney reporting.